USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will nominate Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brulette as the new Secretary of Energy. Trump tweeted that Brulette's experience in the energy sector was unparalleled. President Trump also thanked outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who plans to exit at the end of the year. Also at the White House on Friday, President Trump talking to reporters about a possible trade deal with China.
We're working with China very well. We've done, subject to getting it signed, and I think it will get signed quite easily, hopefully by the summit in Chile, where President Xi and I will both be.
The president says he hopes to have a trade deal done with China within the month. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 255 points to close the week at 26,770. The S&P lost 11 to close at 29.86. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A teacher strike continues in Chicago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Chicago public classrooms will be empty again today. It's day two of a Chicago teachers union strike. 32,000 teachers and aides walking picket lines. The Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says that it means classes will be canceled until the strike ends, as teachers are striking over pay and benefits, class sizes, teacher prep time. They also want more support staff like nurses, librarians, counselors, and school psychologists.
Striking General Motors workers say they won't go back to work until they vote to approve a new tentative contract. The nearly 50,000 GM workers have been on strike for more than a month and will start voting on the deal this weekend. The United Auto Workers Union has set a deadline of October 25th to have all those ballots turned in. The strike has cost General Motors over $1 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Giving every American adult between $1 and $5,000 may sound like a gimmick or too good to be true, but according to Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, it's a deeply American idea dating back centuries. Yang and other presidential candidates have floated the idea but have given very few specifics on how this would be paid for. Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joins Fox News and says we're going down quite a slippery slope when we start handing out free money.
You can't ignore the human condition.
Right.
We're fundamentally lazy people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be taught, I think, to not be lazy. You know, if you give me a choice, and I don't see myself as lazy, but if you give me a choice of the easy way or the hard way,
right,
I can't help it. I'm going to default to the easy way.
Wait, free money?
Free money.
I want it.
So, look, that my only concern, not my only concern, but my biggest concern with that kind of arguing is exactly what we discussed yesterday and just now. Once you say, okay, free money, the next question has to be, why not more? And that's the beef with the $5,000 surge in the middle class right now. How do you argue against that? You simply say it's not big enough.
A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing bill. The bill the House Energy and Commerce Committee approved Thursday evening would allow for Medicare to negotiate lower prices for as many as 250 expensive drugs each year. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.